USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hi, gang. This is Bud Whittem bringing on another Command Performance. Half an hour of stuff we hope will fit those orders you mailed to Old Command, care of the Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. And here's a package we think will delight PFC Anthony Venagas, Seaman First Class S.J. Pinkerton, and all you other loyal listeners. Tonight, our star guest is an old friend with a new theme song. Besides his new theme, this fellow has brought his whole show with him tonight, including Paulina Carter, his sensational 18-year-old California pianist discovery, his singing group, his fabulous talking people, and Joseph and Miranda Murray, the famous African belt singers. Now, we can't tell you what to expect on this Mason City Boys program, because he just loves to visit Iowa style and blurt out whatever occurs to him. He's that bucolic wit, composer, author, conductor, and flute player, Meredith Wilson!
Thank you. Thank you all. And good evening to you all. Mystery programs seem to be more or less the thing in the last few years. It seems to me that it would be a good idea for some mystery program to feature a female detective for a change, you know. I have even got the name all picked out for her. You could call her Trailing Arbutus. If you wanted to. Now, this program of ours isn't any mystery program exactly, but we are going to do our very best to keep you absorbed in it anyhow. For instance, did you ever hear a $500 chord? Well, I would like to play one for you. Some years ago, I made an orchestration of a piece called Tarara Boom Deray. And there was a kind of a pretty chord right there in the middle of the orchestration, sort of an unexpected effect, as you might say. And somebody over at Paramount Pictures heard this special arrangement on the air and, with characteristic Hollywood impatience, phoned me in the middle of the night to ask me how I got this effect and would I sell the arrangement, and if so, how much, and could they come right over and pick it up. So, now, out of a sound sleep, all this sounded pretty silly, and all I said was fine. But they thought I said five, and in 20 minutes, a fellow was pounding on my door with a check for $500. All for just one teensy-weensy little chord. Isn't that interesting? Now, the least I can do for you is to play this arrangement and point out the $500 chord to you when it comes along.
Boom, 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 boom
Here comes the $500 chord. That's all. Well, oh, you would you like to hear it again? There's no trouble, no trouble. Sing it again. That's $1,000 altogether. Well, I don't know. It doesn't sound like $500 worth to me.
Oh, Meredith Wilson.
Well, if it isn't my dear little talking people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Young ones, I want to say it's good to see you again.
Well, it's good.
How do you feel, anyway?
We feel very...
And how's everything been with you?
Oh, can't come.
And where were you?
We were over...
And what were you doing all summer?
Shut up.
What kind of a greeting is that?
Look, Meredith, can we talk now?
Well.
We're glad to see you. We're all fine, and we spent the summer in Iowa.
Well, even so, you don't have to get in Iowa.
Certainly. Had the time of our life.
Well, naturally, my home state.
We have five lives, you know.
I know about your five.
One, two, three,
four. Never mind your five lives. How did you happen to go to my home state?
You sold us on the idea.
I did?
You're always making remarks about Iowa.
I am?
Back there, the breeze is cooler. Woo, woo. The brooks are bubblier. Bloop, bloop. The birds fly higher. Whoop, whoop. The pigs are fatter. Oink, oink.
Never mind. Never mind the pigs. Never mind the pigs. You forgot the most important part.
Oh, no, we didn't.
What'd you say?
Oh, no, we didn't. The corn is knee-high by the 4th of July.
That's right.
Everybody knows that. But where is it on the 5th?
Where is it on the 5th?
Not to mention the 6th.
Uh-huh. Now you've gone just a little bit too far.
We have?
You certainly have. I've got the answer to that little question all ready for you.
Don't tell us you've written a song about it.
I have an Indian song. A noble subject that will do justice to my voice.
Meredith, you're not... You don't mean... You wouldn't...
Yes, I would. As soon as I can get to the piano, I intend to play and sing it myself.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes! Maestro Perrier! High by the 4th of July in Iowa. Hey, I-ki-i-chu-o, Iowa, Iowa. Belt high by the 5th of July in Iowa. Hey, I-ki-i-chu-o, Iowa, Iowa. Just throw that golden seed down, right down on Iowa ground. Before it ever gets there, that seed will grow in midair. Sky high by the 6th of July in Iowa. Hey, I-ki-i-chu-o, Iowa. Knee high by the 4th of July in Iowa.
4th of July.
Hey, hey, oh, ki-i-chu-o, Iowa, Iowa. By the 5th of July in Iowa. Hey, hey, oh, ki-i-chu-o, Iowa, Iowa. Just throw the golden seed down. Down on Iowa ground, before it ever gets there, that seed will grow in midair. Sky high, the 6th of July in Iowa. Hey.
I to Iowa, Iowa, Iowa. Back there where I was born in Iowa, that's what we call born in Iowa. Hey, I to Iowa, Iowa. Hey, I to Iowa, 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 Iowa. Iowa, Iowa,
Iowa. Oh, I only wish Senator Hickenlooper could hear that applause. Well, Paulina Carter is now just 18, and she plays the Big Steinway better than ever. Tech Sergeant Ruth Jensen, Corporal Joe Remington, and a flock of listeners here and overseas have asked us to offer proof of this statement on old command. So comes now our Paulina as the featured attraction in our feature musical number of the evening. Thank you. little talking people.
We've got a new department for the program.
Oh, you have a new department for the program? Well, good.
Can we do it for you now, Meredith? Can we? Can we, Meredith, please? Can we do it now for you?
Well, sure, I guess you can. Go ahead.
Come with us now into the department of colorful cussing.
Colorful cussing? Hey, wait a minute. We're on the air. You can't do a thing. What in the world was that?
That was the colorful cussing fanfare.
Oh, the colorful cussing fanfare, I see.
And don't interrupt.
Pardon me.
The other day, we were watching a carpenter at work.
And what happened?
He hit the wrong nail.
You mean he hit his thumbnail?
Exactly.
And he cussed plenty, huh?
He did.
I know better than to ask this, but what did he say?
He said, "Ye gods and hammer handles!"
And this gave you the idea for your new department?
The Department of Colorful Cussing.
Uh-huh. Say, if everybody figured out cuss words according to their profession, I guess cussing would become more colorful, all right.
That's our idea.
For instance, an automobile salesman would get his finger caught in the car door and he'd cry out, "Great honk!" And then the plumber would accidentally sit down on his blowtorch, and two blocks away, you could hear him yelling,
"Why, I'll plug your gasket with the back end of a stopped-up elbow joint if that isn't a cistern full of used sink trap conglomerated luck."
Say, just a moment. That's pretty strong language.
Why, that joint wiper number two, grandson of a second-handed Stilson wrench.
All right, I get the idea.
That putty-faced laboratory fixture of a double soldering iron.
That's enough.
That brass-bound plunger of a lead-filled sewer pipe.
Okay, I'm in favor of it. Oh, I want to thank you. Now, the folk song department presenting our dear friends from the African Felt, Joseph and Miranda Murray.
Thank you. Thanks, Meredith.
For a song which certainly ought to appeal to our friend Sergeant Sam, who happens to be married to a gal named Henrietta. Would you tell us more about it, Joseph, please?
Yes, Meredith. Our particular Henrietta was the talk of the town in South Africa. So I wrote a song about her, and I'm very proud to read in the Command Performance Mail that Henrietta has also become known to many of you in the service. Well, at any rate, here's the story of Henrietta's wedding.
We've been invited to Henrietta's wedding, though she can't tell us when it will be.
Wait and see.
We hear the tears that her mother is shedding are because of the old lady's glee.
When will it be?
When will it be? When will it be? When will it be?
When will it be?
When will it be? When will it be? When will it be? We've been invited to Henrietta's wedding, though she can't tell us when it will be.
We've been invited to Henrietta's wedding, and we want to know what there will be.
What'll there be?
From all the news that we hear has been spreading, there'll be something besides cake and tea.
What will there be?
What will there be? What will there be? What will there be?
What will there be?
What will there be? What will there be? What will there be?
We've been invited to Henrietta's wedding, and we want to know what there will be.
No one knows who her husband will be.
Who can it be? They say she started to buy all the bedding, but the husband's a deep mystery.
Who can it be?
Who can it be? Who can it be? Who can it be?
Who can it be?
Who can it be? Who can it be? Who can it be? Though we're invited to Henrietta's wedding, no one knows who her husband will be. We've been invited to Henrietta's wedding, though she can't tell us where it will be.
Wait and see.
We wonder which way to go to the wedding. And between you and me, so does she.
Where will it be?
Where will it be? Where will it be? Where will it be?
Where will it be?
Where will it be? Where will it be? Where will it be? We wonder which way to go to the wedding. And between you and me, so does she.
Henrietta's never gonna have a wedding and everybody knows it. So does she.
Oh, dear. Thanks so much, Joseph and Miranda. You know, I found a very exciting book up in the attic the other day that took me back quite a few years. This book was called 10 Popular Methods of Flirtation and told how to be real devilish with such things as handkerchiefs, flowers, parasols, and winks. For example, if a fellow paraded up and down in front of a girl with a handkerchief hanging from his breast pocket until it touched the second button of his coat, that meant, what are you doing tonight? I remember trying that back in Mason City, Iowa, but apparently the local girls hadn't read the book. They all told me that I was losing my handkerchief. Not dismayed by this, I thumbed through the pages and found that a parasol carried open over the left shoulder at an angle of 45 degrees meant, I admire you greatly. So I tried that. Because of the talk it caused, I've always regretted that I hadn't read the book a little more closely. A girl was supposed to carry the parasol. The flirtation by winks was one of the very best methods because you didn't need any props. Two winks meant, I long to make your acquaintance. Three winks meant, would you consider a date with me? Four winks meant, my heart beats just for you. And so on. You know, a fellow with something in his eye could become engaged and never know what hit him? Well, I suppose flirtations of that sort seem awfully slow in an age where the gentleman merely approaches the lady and says, hiya, babe, let's neck. But they did have a great deal of charm, didn't they, though? Say a gentleman named Joseph caught a lady named Miranda carrying her parasol open at just that 45-degree angle.
My Evelina, sweet Evelina.
First thing you know, they'd be drifting along in one of Mr. Stratton's green rowboats or Aunt Minnie's electric launch. And the music across the water always sounded so romantic.
My Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for thee will never, never die.
Oh, Joseph, you play that guitar so beautifully.
Oh, thank you, Miss Miranda. Oh, listen, the concert in the park has started. Let's row over to the pier real slow. I love to hear music across the water, don't you? Thank you.
And I only mention this because I'd like to say that every day you'll find a chance to help the other fellow if you look for it. Like the woman who was riding on the super cheap platform, lost one of her gloves out the window just as the train pulled out. Talk about quick thinking. You know what she did? Threw the other glove right out after it. No, not crazy. Just being thoughtful because she realized that whoever found the first glove couldn't get any use out of just one glove. Isn't that interesting?
Every day, life can be mellow if you help some fellow get through. It's never corny when that fellow is you.
That's it for this time, fellas. With a good night to you from Paulina Carter, my dear little talking people, Joseph and Miranda Murray, Maestro Perrier and his fine orchestra, and me.
Thank you, Meredith Wilson and company, for a delightful half-hour answer to a stack of requests. This program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.